Dale, 6-0 comfortable in the end, but I think first half, three shots on target resulted in three goals for you.
Yeah, that's what happens in football. As sometimes you can be pep on the goal quite a lot, and again, no getting the ball in the back of the net, and sometimes obviously your attempts to go, you're 100% in the back of the net. So today was today, and again, obviously the man sent off, which makes it more difficult for Huntley. Again, Neil Gold was clean through, the last man, and the referee never had any option really. And again, obviously, the goals were scored were fantastic. Again, Neil Gold, the first one, he played him with Jordan Layden. Again, he managed to get around the goalkeeper. I just wasn't sure it was enough pace in it to get over the line, but again, 1-0. And again, second one, Jordan, again, a free kick for Jordan Layden, great delivery for Colin Charlesworth. And again, a great run and again, a really good finish. So that gave us the 2-0 lead there. And then obviously, we get the third one. Again for Goldie again, so and a great finish again, quick feet and very alert. He knows where the goals are, he's kind of done it all his career. And so that gave us a 3-0 lead at half time. And we're just saying obviously to the guys at half time, it's important that we kick on again, we don't just sit back in the 3-0 lead, we try and keep a clean sheet and we try and improve and try and score again. And again, like so to be fair, Huntley they dug in, which obviously I knew they would do. Obviously know the manager very well and the assistant manager, and again they would be speaking half time, make sure that kind of we work hard and we kind of deny us as much as possible, and we try and win the second half. But as I say, we've got the kind of the fourth goal again. It was kind of Andy Hunter again, it's a good play, and Andy's had a really good finish again, it's Andy's first goal, so that's hopefully him off running, because last year again it was 19 goals Andy scored, he'd been close on quite a few occasions, so that'll give him a big lift. And then again, obviously the penalty kick, again it was good movement, good passing movement, and again Neil McClure, I think, was brought down in the box, and again it was a good finish for Neil to give him his hat-trick. And again, he got his fourth one, was probably the best one of the lot. And again, Stuart Duffin really well to win the ball, and he played him in, and again it's a sublime chip over the goalkeeper, just obviously just outside the 18 yard box, and so really good finish. I'm delighted for the boys, because I said to them last week at Brora, they've done ever so well since they've been here. I said the last six games of the season, one last six or seven, the pre-season games, the five games, won four, drew one, with a bad start against the Fermanagh, we didn't play well, a couple of boys out, Neil McLean and Andy Hunter. But again, like every other game now we've played well. The Rotherham game, we lost the game, but we're a better team. We're a couple of kind of freakish, one, first one of the freakish goals, our defenders ricocheted it, cleared it off of their attacker, and it's been in the back of the net, and we hit the bar, and we should have apparently, we've passed the ball better. And again, obviously, the keeper dropped a shot for the second goal. But we were a better side that game. It's the only game we've played poorly for Martin. I said to him, and I said last week at Brora, we're due a win. They're due a win, but they put in, and they came up again with, and they saw down the players like, and as I say, great result last week, and they've carried on this week. So we've had a really hard start. Keep saying to the boys, and hopefully now, again, you get 3 points for beating whoever, whether it's a team at the bottom of the league or a team at the top of the league. And I said to them before the game that we were a hard start. If we win today, the gap 3 points, gets 6 points, gets to nine, and 112 points, so it gets closer to them. Like, and that's what's going to be like. And hopefully, the next two games, Strathbear away and Fort Wayne, which are not going to be easy games, they're going to be hard games. Got Archers, got to be right. And again, hopefully, again, that'll close again. The teams at the top there, if we can pick up 6 points from the games, but we'll need to show the same appetite and the same quality.
I think what would be pleasing for you with the attacking chances, positions that your strikers are taking up to get on the end of that chances.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, Andy Hunter we know can score for fun, Neil Gold we know can score for fun, Colin Charlesworth again, Colin took his goal really well, and obviously had a few other attempts there, could have scored another two or three in another day, so good pace there. We've added Matty McDonald to that as well, and I think you've got to mention, like, so it was a team game. I said Joe McCabe again done really well in the middle of the park. Again, Scotty Matheson, again, the goals against Scotty. Again, good to get a clean sheet with defence. And Scotty had a couple of good stops and that. And again, like, so we're kind of our defence with centre backs, so particularly fantastic, you know. And no, credit to the players, and I'm delighted to say it again for Stevie Park again, and Stevie Pratt, the goalkeeper coach, who worked really hard, and obviously all the rest of the backroom staff, the physio, that again works hard with players to try and get them conditioned for the Saturday.